You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Alongside the other results that we got today, we got an update from our friends at Alexander Forbes Group Holdings Limited. Alex Forbes gave us their 6 months update for the first 6 months of the new financial year ended September 2024, and it included a surprise, surprise cash dividend. Joined on the line by the company's group CEO, Davi de Villiers, to take a look at the company's performance and see what we make of it. Davi, good evening. Lovely to catch up with you as always. A strong start to the new financial year. Operating incomes up 12%, profit from operations up 13%, headline earnings per share up 6%, and all metrics just looking in the green. How do you reflect on the new start to the year?
Yeah, thanks for having me on your show, Jimmy, and very exciting, actually. You know, we're always worried about the environment that you operate in, and as we know, it's not an environment where people are employing a lot of extra people. You know, the unemployment rate's still high, and that's the market that we operate in. So very pleased with the result, and you know, it's a culmination of quite a few things. I focus a lot on revenue growth because that builds the underlying business and the size of the business, and we've had obviously helped by the markets, as you know, but we've had very good revenue growth, and that bodes well for the future as well.
Davi, let's look at the two-part side of the business. We touched on this when you and I last caught up, and obviously this is going to be such a big impact on your business. How have you been seeing that into the first half, so sort of tail end of last year, but starting into the new half of this year? Have you been seeing any significant moves there? Obviously, clients would be accessing their funds, but from your perspective as a business and as an asset manager, how has that been playing out?
Yeah, firstly, I must say, I think two-part's the biggest change in the retirement fund industry ever, you know, including DB2DC and all these things that happened over the years, just because it is such a massive impact on every individual and on all aspects of retirement funds. So very exciting time to be alive. Obviously, you know, very hard work to gear up for it and change all the systems and get ready to engage with all the individuals. Yes, and we saw more withdrawals than we thought. For sure, you know, we underestimated the need for cash from individuals and how cash-struck people are. You know, our assessments show that, you know, more than half of the people took their money because they need to pay off debt, and the rest is essential spending, you know. So definitely people are in need of that cash, and you know, that's why I would commend everybody for putting the two-part system together, because it's really been good for the for those people, and also then with the preservation, great for the industry. As you think about going forward, you know, we've had huge leakage in the system in terms of switching jobs and getting out, and now compulsory preservation for two-thirds, it'll be great for the system, and it'll be great for those individuals who will have much better retirement outcomes. And then lastly, great for the state, you know, much less burden on the state in terms of old age grants and retirement. So a win outcome. You ask about us, you know, we had claims of about 6.5 billion. We thought over the first year we would have 7 billion. So in the first 2 months we had over 6.5 billion, and therefore I think people will withdraw a little bit more, and I think, you know, it'll have an impact of about, you know, what do we think, 50 to 75 billion in the industry and on the whole industry, and that does have a positive impact on the economy again, you know. And then lastly, sorry, I'm rambling on, but lastly, on the portfolios, a big effect on the portfolios. Those money get paid out of the investments, and it's extra outflows out of the portfolios. But it is totally handleable with the cash in the portfolio and with cash flows. You know, people make contributions, so with cash flow, so very little effect on the markets. In fact, I don't think, you know, any administrator or any asset manager had to go to the markets to get cash to pay these payments. It was all part of the normal cash flow, so very little effect in the market.
Speaking of things like normal cash flow, the last time you and I spoke, you had a 1.6 odd billion rand problem, and you needed to spend some money. Have you found things to spend money on?
Yeah, so at year end, we basically, which was June this year, we basically announced a special dividend. So, you know, the shareholders got the payment and got a special dividend of 90 cents. in the rand, which was an amazing payment for them, and I think, you know, did a lot for our capital position and our effectiveness from a return on capital point of view. So very happy shareholders, and also a streamlined balance sheet going forward.
Following that special dividend, you've now also announced a cash interim dividend as well for the first half of the new financial year, obviously very much in line with the dividend policy. Take me through the process of saying we'd much rather have the value be returned to shareholders if we are not using the capital and we're not deploying it into things, may as well give it back to the shareholders.
Yeah, so that is always an interesting debate. We are a very cash generative business, and our dividend policy, as you rightly say, is to pay between, you know, 80% and 100% of the cash generated in a dividend. So we are a very high dividend paying share. And our shareholders expect that. So, but if the opportunities come, we can always use the dividends to, you know, employ in the business, buy other businesses, and or use it for capital. Into the future, we always have that opportunity. But that would go hand in hand with big conversations, obviously, with the shareholders, as a lot of people that invest in our company expects the dividend and buys it for the dividend. So our trick is basically to grow the dividend as much as possible, and therefore, you know, obviously grow the underlying business.
Davi, when we look at a business like Alex Forbes and we look at the environment that we're in at the moment, it's been a very trying time for South African consumers, for global markets, for sentiment around the world. There have been a lot of changes that have happened between even 2020 up to 2024. Going into 2025, things are looking a little different. We are kind of expecting to see the return of a certain president in the US. South Africa's well on its way with a government of national unity. We're taking over the G20 presidency. There's a lot of moving parts. Are you optimistic around the SA story, number one? And are there other markets where, as Alex Forbes, you might be saying that might be a good market to explore opportunities in?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mixed bag, because we still have geopolitical risk, and then you know, Trump openly not in favor of BRICS and might have an effect on, you know, our currency and our trading and so forth with the US. So that those are uncertainties. But certainly, I think at the moment, the interest rate cycle we're in, the government of national unity, the reforms that we're doing in South Africa is far overshadowing those little negatives on the horizon. So, you know, a very positive outlook for the new year for SA Inc. for sure. And yes, we constantly look at other markets, Jimmy, but, you know, we've still got a lot of work to do in South Africa. We understand the environment here. We see lots of growth opportunities here for our business and for our clients, and no real immediate need for expansion in different markets.
When we look at that South African picture and those opportunities in South Africa, are they subject to anything? I mean, for the longest time, we've kind of had conversations around things like infrastructure development and getting things done, and the construction space has said, oh, we rely on policy from a government perspective. It seems as though we're finally getting to a sweet spot in South Africa's economic landscape where we can start to see partnerships emerge and businesses look even more attractive and conditions for business looking better. Is there certain sectors in South Africa you're particularly liking?
Yeah, so I think the SA Inc. market specifically is strong, and looking strong into the future. We've you know, struggled for a number of years under very difficult economic conditions to really grow businesses, and that made us hard. You know, it made us tough. It made us look at expenses, look at optimum structures in order to survive in a tough economic environment. So with a little bit of tailwinds for SA Inc., being the interest rates being stable, reforms, you know, there's really good prospects for the SA Inc. stocks. And then the other one is definitely infrastructure, private market investments. You know, this is the big opportunity for SA, firstly, and for us as asset management industry, and then for the clients. You would typically see very good returns, long-term savings, vehicles in the pension fund space, a very exciting prospect. And those things things could, you know, we've been talking about it, as you rightly say, for a long time, but those things couldn't really work in the uncertain political environment that we were under. But with the looking forward at the moment, you know, if those investments come to fruition, I think it's really a good time for investors to be invested in those.
Is that why, from a business perspective, you've looked at the launch of the investment solutions by Alex Forbes? I mean, obviously, stepping into something like the discretionary fund management market is an interesting time, and it's all about getting the opportunity right when you look at the overall South African picture. Is that why the business is saying we are now going to step into a lot more active kind of participation in various areas because we see the opportunity?
100%, you know, twofold. I think our investment capability is now stood the test of time, really good track record, and with the international partner and Mercer and the research capabilities that we have, you know, we found that it's now exactly the right time to open it up to the market, you know, to independent IFAs and their clients, and the DFM structure is ideal for that. And then, as you rightly say, on top of that, you know, we have the ability to do private market investments, which is very rarely accessible for individuals and for funds because of the complexities in that. And we have that skill. So, you know, with those capabilities, we can open that up to outside clients as well. So we think we've got a real good proposition, and hoping to get on board a lot more clients.
Here's to hoping for a stronger second half of the year. If the first half wasn't strong enough, we'll certainly catch up and keep an eye on the performance. Thanks so much for the time. As always, that was Adavi de Villiers, who is the Group CEO at Alexander Forbes, joining us to reflect on their first half of the year's results, as well as what the second half of the year and beyond could potentially look like.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.